America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Friday edition of A Call for Revival. You know, friend, I hope you'll take one time out of your week to pray for revival for our churches. You know, we say America, and of course our intro and outro talks about God blessing America, but really, in all reality, it's our churches that need reviving. It's our people. And today, we're full of carnalness, we're full of worldliness, and you say, "Well, preacher, who are you talking to that needs revival?" You and me. If I could get in the car with you and ride with you while you're listening to this broadcast, I'm talking to you. If I could get and sit down beside your desk while you're listening to this in your office, I'm talking to you. You see, friend, we need revival in our own soul. We need a drawing closer to God. I hope you'll take time to pray. I hope you'll take time to be in church this coming Lord's Day. Father, take this program and use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll get as much of this as I can in today on what is revival. If you'd like a copy of this whole message, where we don't have to break it up, it's R457-1. Just write that down and request it, and we'll get it to you. Here's the message of the Word of God. Your blue jean wearing, no tie wearing contemporary movement will not bring revival. You say what you will, but it will not bring revival. One of the words here is live. I'd like to go back and preach a whole message on that word live sometime. Oh, that God would live again in our home, our churches, our nation. Let me give you another word. I'd like to go back and preach a whole message on this word, alive. Alive. Wouldn't it be good if God's people were alive? Vibrant. I mean, they had strength. They were alive. God's people, for the most part, are not alive. I can mention a term, being filled with the Holy Ghost, and the average preacher would have an ulcer. For you know what? The average preacher's lived his life not being filled with the Holy Spirit. Being filled with the Holy Ghost is not some experience you get or some vision you get, but it's allowing God to control you, and you only get that by being in your Bible and being in prayer and fasting. Is the only way you're going to get filled with the Spirit of God. And by the way, God said in the book of Ephesians, a verse that we very much misquote, Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above that we think or ask according to all that God's able to, according to the power that worketh in us." The devil tried to trip me up there. We shout on that first part, "Oh, but my God's able to do exceeding abundantly above that I think or ask." That's not what it said. The key to that verse is the end of that verse, according to the power which worketh in you. What's the power? The Holy Ghost. Let me explain something to you, preacher. God will only work and bless your message according to how much power of the Holy Ghost you've got on it. Let me explain something to you, deacon. God will only bless your deacon's meeting according to how much Holy Ghost you've got on it. Let me explain something to you, choir leader. God will only bless your choir according to how much Holy Ghost is on it. Say, "I don't believe that." Well, read the Bible. That's the problem. We don't believe anything anymore. We went to, and I've got nothing wrong with Bible college. Please don't misunderstand that. I think you ought to prepare. But I tell you the truth, some people have went to so much college, their brain done rolled out their ear and left them a long time ago. And you'll know something, they don't believe anything. But I'll tell you how to bring revival back. Is what you know, you say, "Well, the old timers sure were ignorant and they didn't know anything about God." Well, I'll tell you one thing. Our streets were safer when they were preaching. When they spent part of Saturday afternoon instead of watching the ball game praying to God. And they spent time in their Bible and they spent time and they got...
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.